He is the head of everything, the universe itself. Everything that in that includes being in the universe, he's the head of it. Did you hear what I said? I said he's the head of it. Head mean I rule it. Are y'all in the house? Head mean I rule it. And look what he said, and has raised us up together with him. This is Ephesians 2:6. And has what? Raised us up together with him and made us sit together with him. Yeah. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you believe the word? That means I've been raised up to rule. I'm on the earth. You on the earth. And he said, go in all the world and preach this gospel. Didn't he say it? He's the ruler of every unit, authority in the universe. Verse 11. Listen to this now. Through our union with him, we have experienced circumcision of heart. Let me tell you what that is. The heart. I know most people, when you mention heart, they think about this one right here. That's the one they think about. That's a physical organ in your body. He's not talking about that. He's talking about your innermost being, the core man. When you talk about a tree, you say the heart of the tree. What are you talking about? The very heart of it, the very inner core of it. You are spirit, and the very core of your being, that's your spirit. And that unsaved, unrenewed, lying, cheating, dirty, low down, get back at you. I can't stand you, you make me sick. Was taken out of you. And you were given a spirit like God, created by God. And that's why he calls you and I a new man. Right here. Still got the same flesh, still got the same mind, but right in the core of your being, you got born again. And that man has to be fed the word of God. And when you find out, when you feed him the word of God, you're educating your spirit. And you're renewing your mind to think in line with what happened in your spirit. Am I communicating? So that's what he says. Circumcision means that he cut away, took out, removed from that old lion nature of that devil. That's what was in you. That's what was in me. He removed it from us and gave us a new nature. And that was his nature. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Listen to this. All of the guilt and power of sin has been cut away. And he is now extinct. Because of what Christ, the anointed one, has accomplished for us. That's what happened when he got up. When he got up, he raised me up with him. When he got up, he didn't bring sickness up with him. When he got up, he didn't bring death up with him. He put it off from him. And I will reign with him into life. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Gotta move. Woo. Verse 12. For we have been buried. See, when he was buried, when he was put in that place called Hades. Hell. For we have been buried with him in this death. Our baptism into death also means we were raised with him when we believe in God's resurrection. How many of you believe in God resurrection? How many of you, this is not just an Easter Sunday that we're going to hunt some eggs? How many of you that it mean more than that to you? When I was a boy, that's all it meant to me. I'm going to get a chance to eat, hunt some eggs. I didn't have a clue what was going on. But thank God, one day. Whoo. So he said, hallelujah. God, resurrection power. The power that now raised him from death realm. This realm of death destroys our form. You notice our former state, what I used to be. For we were held in sin's grip. I don't mind telling you, I'm not controlled by sin anymore. Do I miss it? Do I miss it? Yeah. But I'm not ruled by sin. Sin don't rule me. There's somebody on the inside. This new man on the inside. The Holy Ghost that'll come in my spirit. He rules. Sometimes I'm a little disobedient. What do you mean? I got it because I'm working on it. Getting my mind renewed. But he rules. That's why I constantly tell this body and this mind, Jesus is Lord. Because sometimes my flesh want to rise up and be Lord. No, Jesus is Lord. Huh? Are you hearing me? He said, let me read verse 13 again. This realm of death destroys our former state. We were held in sin's grip and now has been resurrected out of that realm of death, never to return. I'm not going back there. Never to return. I don't ever plan to go back to what I used to be. Hallelujah. Never to what? Never to return. For we are forever alive and forgiven of all our sin. That's the reason why he put that verse. And I'm so glad he did, because he knew I was going to miss it. He just knew human being. 1 John 1, 9. God, I done wrong, didn't I? I didn't say that right. I didn't have the right attitude. I didn't speak to that person right. I didn't do what you said. You told me to do that, and I didn't do it. Will you forgive me? He said, if I will confess my sin, he's faithful and just to forgive my sin and cleanse me from what? All unrighteousness. Now, who in the world going to come up and try to make me feel guilty when God has forgiven me? Amen. You can talk your noise all you want to, but as long as it's clear between God and me, you can do what you want to do. You know, I'm not trying to be, you know, that. But I'm just telling you, I know it's clear. So I don't have any condemnation. Once I go to the Father and say, I missed it. If I need to go to another person, say, look, I didn't do you right. And then I say, Father, will you forgive me? It's clear. I receive your forgiveness, it's clear. I do something dumb to myself. You ever done anything dumb to yourself? I guess you're the only one that's, well, what we're going to do, we're going to have everybody stand up, we're going to pray for liars. Have you said something to yourself? You've done something dumb to yourself and you didn't want to forgive yourself. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I did that. Yeah, you did it. Right? Yeah, you did it. And you got to be willing to forgive yourself. But listen to this. Woo. Where did I stop it? Return. For we are forever alive, forgiven of our sin, right? Verse 14. He canceled out what? Every, come on, legal violation we had on our record.